Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into the foundations of faith.
Yeah, the core stuff, trying to understand what makes it solid.
Exactly. We're sifting through some key sources, trying to pull out the essentials, you know, for building that strong spiritual life.
Like getting the main blueprints for a house. You don't need to be the architect, but you need to know what holds it up.
Right. And we've got, what, five main pillars we're touching on today?
That's right. We're looking at regeneration, the Bible's authority.
Kingdom realities. That already not yet thing.
Your identity in Christ, which is huge. And then staying rooted, avoiding deception.
Okay. They all kind of weave together, don't they?
They absolutely do. It creates, a much clearer and more robust picture when you see how they connect.
All right, let's dive in. Regeneration first. That whole encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus.
Yeah, John chapter 3, it's really foundational. Nicodemus, this expert, right?
A top religious leader.
And Jesus tells him, flat out, you've got to be born again.
Not just like turn over a new leaf.
Nope. It's deeper. Born of water and the Spirit. It signifies this total cleansing and an internal transformation.
Okay. So not just polishing the outside.
Exactly. It's like needing a whole new operating system, not just a software update. And Jesus says it's essential. Can't even see or enter God's kingdom without it.
So it's not something we initiate ourselves then?
No, the sources emphasize it's God's work, the Spirit does it, it's monergistic, meaning God does the heavy lifting.
Okay, Ephesians 2 talks about that, right? Being made alive.
Precisely. Dead in sins, then made alive. It's a total permanent change. That's what grounds our assurance, you know? It's based on God's act, not our fluctuating feelings.
Yeah, that's reassuring. Okay, next pillar, the Bible's authority.
Right. Crucial stuff. We hear words like inspired, inerrant, sufficient.
What's the simple takeaway?
Well, inspired means God breathed. Like, its origin is divine.
Okay.
Inerrant means it's trustworthy and true in everything it actually affirms.
Gotcha. No errors in its claims.
Right. And sufficient. It means the Bible gives us everything we need for salvation and living a life pleasing to God. It's our go-to guide.
Our ultimate authority.
Mm.
Makes sense. Now, this next one can feel a bit tricky. Kingdom realities, the already not yet.
Yeah, it's a tension we live in. The kingdom of God is here now, in a sense. Jesus brought it.
That's the already.
So we experience its benefits now. Things like forgiveness, the Holy Spirit living in us, new life, peace with God, being part of his family.
Like having citizenship benefits even while living abroad.
That's a good way to put it, but it's not fully here yet. That's the not yet.
So we still struggle with sin. The world's broken.
Exactly. We're waiting for the final consummation. But right now, we're called to live by kingdom values, humility, service, love, forgiveness, justice.
Which often seem upside down compared to the world's values, right? Pride, self-interest.
Big contrast. Yeah. It shapes how we navigate daily life.
Okay. And that ties into the next point. Our identity is in Christ.
Massively important. Who are you, really? The answer isn't primarily your job or your successes or even your failures. If you're a believer, your core identity is found in Christ.
What does that practically mean?
Well, sources point to things like being crucified with Christ, your old self is gone. And being adopted. You're God's child now.
Like legally adopted, with inheritance rights.
Exactly. An heir with Christ. Your worth comes from God's choosing you, loving you. It gives incredible security. Your standing doesn't change day to day.
Wow. That changes everything. Your purpose, your value.
Completely. You're secure and you're a partner in his kingdom work.
Okay, last one. Staying rooted in truth, combating deception. Seems vital.
Oh, absolutely critical. Paul warns about it, right? Like Eve being deceived. Spiritual deception is real and it can seriously mess things up.
So how do we stand firm?
It comes back to knowing the truth, really knowing it. That means consistent intake of scripture, reading it, studying it.
Thinking deeply about it.
Yes. Meditation, even memorization. Colossians 2:6-7 is a key one there. Being rooted and built up in him, established in the faith.
Just as you were taught.
Right. And accountability helps, too. Being honest with other believers, it keeps you grounded.
So these five things, new birth, Bible's authority, kingdom reality, identity in Christ, and sticking to the truth, they're like the bedrock.
That's it. They provide that solid foundation you need for a resilient spiritual life. Each one supports the others.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let me just pause and think. Which of these foundational truths really strikes a chord with you right now?
Yeah. Where do you feel maybe a bit shaky or where do you feel really solid?
And here's a thought. How might grabbing hold of just one of these truths more deeply start to reshape how you see things, maybe even how you act. Starting today, what's one area you want to explore more?
Good question to ponder.